I can bring home the bacon right up in a pan and never let you forget who I am, 'cause I'm a woman. W-O-M-A-N. I'll say it again. 'Cause I'm a woman. W-O-M-A-N. Welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Social Media Help Not Hype Show on Word of Mom Radio. It's the time of year again. It's the holidays, and we are gearing up for some really big, huge shopping days in the weeks to come. Now, I don't know about you, but this year has really flown for me, and I can't believe I'm already sitting here facing the Christmas season. But I don't know if anyone else here feels that way. I have a feeling I am not alone. I'm also not alone in that, very often we get to this time of year, and as mompreneurs especially, the fall season is just insane with kids going back to school and everything else that happens with being a mom and being an entrepreneur, and suddenly you wake up and it is time to start promoting for the holidays. It's okay if whether you've been procrastinating or you just didn't know where to start, or maybe the whole season just snuck up on you a little bit, it's fine. Today I'm going to help you because I am going to be sharing some holiday marketing ideas, some things that you can do today, right now. You're going to walk off this call and immediately start implementing. In fact, some of these you can maybe start implementing while we're on the call. So don't worry if you haven't been able to do a lot to market your business yet, because you're going to get started right now, and we're going to have an amazing holiday season. So I'm going to go over just a list of things that you can go ahead and start doing right now to bring in some more business for the holiday season. The very first thing, and this is the big thing, and I'm sure you have been hearing about it all year long, is live video. Oh, please don't neglect the live video. This builds great one-on-one connection with your audience. It allows you to showcase your services, your products, humanize your brand. There is so much you can do with live video. Pick up your phone, go to your Facebook page. I know you have a Facebook page. Go to your Facebook page, hit that live video, and start recording. The great thing about live video, you don't need to spend weeks planning this out. Marketing today, sales today, is all about authenticity. It's about what's really happening. You don't need to spend 3 weeks planning your message and customizing your outfit and making sure your background is just so. It's wonderful if you can spend a little time just making sure things look nice around you, but you don't have to spend tons and tons of time there. Invite your audience into your world a little bit and help them out. Create a list of some last-minute gift ideas for them, or some budget-friendly gift ideas. People are shopping right now. They are shopping. They are just like you. They've been crazy busy, too, and now it's time to start looking for some holiday presents. So, help them out. Show them some last-minute gift ideas, or just talk them through some last-minute gift ideas, some budget-friendly gift ideas. Solve a problem for your audience. Searches related to how-to videos have grown 70% this year. So show them how to do something. And, make it relevant to your brand. Obviously, you want to try to make this as relevant to your brand as you possibly can. Unless you want to do something that is, depending upon your business, something that's a little fun. Show them how to string popcorn. Show them how to make a Christmas ornament with their child. Show them how to do something really fun and interesting. Go to Pinterest. You can get all kinds of fabulous ideas. Help your audience out. Do it on live video, and that is the very first big recommendation I have. Number two is partner with someone. You don't have to be alone. Who else is in front of your audience? Do a Facebook Live with them. Cross-promote to each other's list. Find someone who offers something, and you probably already know someone. Mompreneurs are great at networking. Go to the Word of Mom Facebook page. Who knows? You just might find the perfect person or people you can pair up with and help promote to each other's audiences, and everyone wins. The next recommendation, today's successful marketing campaigns are really all about communication. And that's two-way. That doesn't mean that you're just broadcasting your sales messages. Listen to your audience. Ask your audience to post their Christmas wish list or maybe a photo from their wish list. Ask them to leave you a comment and share maybe which of your products that they would love to receive for Christmas, and then tag a friend. You know, get them talking too. And really, depending upon your business, there's all kinds of things you can do to get people talking on your Facebook page or in your Instagram feed. So don't forget that the content, the conversation doesn't all have to be about you. Get your audience talking. Number four on our list is create Pinterest topics, a board, Pinterest topics boards for your product. Share gift ideas, wish lists, a board for him, a board for her, last-minute gift ideas, gift ideas for golfers, gift ideas for people who love to cook. You know, you can really just go crazy here. You can create some wonderful Pinterest boards. You know, and keep in mind that right now, people are really looking to buy. They are actively, we are in a buyer's mindset. We are shopping for gifts. We're looking for anything we can find that would be the perfect gift for the people we love. Be there with that information. Do some searches online. Look, see, consider the things that you're shopping for. Consider the things that people are searching for in your news feeds. Very often, people will actively ask, for recommendations on Facebook. So just to keep your eyes open. See what your friends are saying. See what they're asking for. See what your audience is asking for. Ask them. This is part of that communication. You know, ask your audience, what types of things are you looking for this holiday season? Who are you looking to buy for? Get that communication going. Build those Pinterest boards around those topics. This could truly be amazing. Number five, while we're talking about Pinterest, let's not forget Instagram. We've gotten some really wonderful results from Instagram this year. And I know Instagram can be a little daunting, especially if you have a service business and you just aren't sure what to post. You just aren't sure what to say. And I struggled with that for a very long time as well. And it wasn't until this year that I really dug in and started working on my Pinterest boards. But in a very short period of time, we've been able to grow our following and get lots of engagement just from what we're sharing on Instagram alone. We're building our Instagram account from what we're sharing over on Instagram alone, from the images, the quote photos. Some things you can do on Instagram, use a holiday theme. Think about the colors that you're using there right now. Change your profile around just a little bit for the holiday season. Ask your audience questions. You know, invite your audience to show you how they're using your product. Don't forget video. You can use that on Instagram as well. Video is hugely important, and it's really I can't talk about video enough. It's something that we really dug into this year. We've really been working on our video strategy. There's so many different types of videos. You can create little short ones for your Instagram account. Record short video. There are all kinds of tools that you can do. The sketch videos now. Lumen 5, you can take a blog post that had bullet points in it and create a little blog, little video right from that blog post. And it's just really, really easy to do. Use it with some images. Facebook lets you create video, and video, people are watching it. And the number of people watching video is growing by the day. So don't neglect your video. The next thing, talked about with the Instagram, know what your audience wants. This can be a little tough. shoppers right now are looking for deals. And as we get closer to Christmas, they're going to buy what catches their eye. So depending upon when you're listening to the show, the farther away we are from Christmas, the more they're looking for sales and they're looking for deals. They're looking for just that perfect gift. As you get closer and closer to Christmas, they're going to be looking for something that catches their eye. They're going to be looking for brighter colors, bolder statements, whether that's a visual statement or an actual something that you say to them, but just really consider what, you know, what time it is, what time period you're in, and think about that as you're sharing with your audience. Don't just show your audience the product. You know, don't just tell them, here's what we have available, whether you have a product or a service. You need to give them suggestions for who could use it, how they could use it, what they could do with it. There are all kinds of great accounts where you can see them actually showing off their product and some great uses and some hacks for their products and recommendations from users. Think about that. When you're thinking about what you have to sell, really consider how your audience is going to use that product, how they could use that product. And then you can build some images, some video, some blog posts, a variety of content based upon that information. So I'm going to pause there for just a second for a word from our sponsors, and then we'll be right back. And I will have some more recommendations for you of marketing ideas for the holidays that you can take away right now and start using today.
We all know a survivor. Some of our friends and family have made it through difficult times. Some of us don't make it. Losing a loved one to cancer, a car accident, or any other unfortunate event can be crippling and unavoidable. But one of the hardest subjects to talk about is suicide. Too often, our youth decide that leaving this place is easier than facing the struggle forced upon them every day. More than one in four children go through some form of bullying or another. Most of us survive with scars, but for some, the inner demons created cannot be recognized or treated in time to ensure they make it through. Bullying in every form is very much avoidable. It starts with me, and it starts with you. This is Kelly Carius from No Such Thing as a Bully, reminding you to do your part when you see bullying happen. If you don't know what that is, call 403-447-4404 or go to nosuchthingasabully.com.
Hi, it's Dori DiCarlo, founder of Safety Bags, Inc., a line of clear bags and backpacks there to assist with safety issues in schools, offices, airports, different workplaces, public venues, and sports arenas. Both professional and college sports have now adopted a clear bag policy. Anything larger than the palm of your hand has to be clear. With that in mind, we've launched stadiumbags.com for the dedicated sports fan and more. We've been featured on GMA's Deals and Steals, on AsSeenOnTV.pro with Kevin Harrington, the original shark from Shark Tank, Worldwide Business with Kathy Ireland, InStyle TV, and more. Our clear mini backpack, mini messenger bag, and tote bag in four colors meet the size requirements for both pro and college sports. You can visit us at stadiumbags.com, and you'll see why we're the clear choice, because safety, it's in the bag.
Hey, everyone. It's Janice Clark here, and I am back on the Social Media Help Not Hype show on Word of Mom Radio. And today we are talking about last-minute holiday marketing ideas that you can take and use today. There's nothing like procrastinating, getting a bit overwhelmed, or simply not knowing what to do in order to market your business for the holiday season. So these are some suggestions that you can literally take away right now and start implementing today. So we talked about a few things on the first half of our show. The second list of items I'd like to talk to you about starts with you remembering that even during this time of year, people aren't just buying gifts for other people. During this time of year, people are still shopping for themselves, and you don't want to neglect that part of your demographic. In 2017, 19% of consumers actively plan to spend money on themselves during the holiday season. 40% considered spending money on themselves during the holiday season. You know, think about it. Do you ever buy anything for yourself? Maybe you spend more on other people during this time. But still, even at this time of year, people buy things for themselves. So think about that. When you're thinking about your product or service, you know, keep in mind, and I hear this quite frequently, people will tell me, well, I have a service, and it's really not something that, you know, is affected during the holiday season. You know, I have the same thing. We offer marketing, social media, virtual assistant services. Those are traditionally not things people buy as gifts for the holiday season. Although maybe they should. I don't know. maybe we should start offering gift cards. That's certainly a recommendation. See, use your head. Think. Always be thinking. Always be taking notes and saying, okay, well, what else can I do? What can I do that no one else is doing? We're going to talk about that in a minute, too. I digress. Let's go back to whatever you're offering. Possibly, it's going to be something that someone will buy for themselves. Put some thought into this. How could someone potentially buy your product or service right now? Who might potentially pay you right now on behalf of themselves? And sometimes you have to get creative, invite a friend to brainstorm, but don't neglect the audience that's going to be spending money on themselves this time of year. Plan a deal of the day. People love and hate Christmas countdowns, so be sure you're counting down to the last day they can buy to get your product delivered before Christmas. Start December 1st. Start whatever day it is. It doesn't matter what day you're listening to the show. Start planning and create a deal of the day and get people used to coming to your Facebook page, coming to your website, however you intend to market to them every single day, and there's going to be a different type of sale on that day. Use visuals. This is a huge recommendation. This is number 9 on my list. Use visuals. Our brains process images approximately 60,000 times faster than text. Don't just make text posts. Create some really nice visuals. And, you can use a tool like Canva. They have some just beautiful, beautiful templates that you can use to quickly and easily create nice little images for your Facebook page or your Instagram account or wherever it is that you happen to be posting. Create visuals of your own products. Create quote photos, landscape images outside. Share some behind-the-scenes visuals of your brand. Different things like that. Share some personal visuals. I'm going to be doing some of my personal visuals. I don't necessarily mean just don't take a bunch of selfies of yourself. I am getting ready to release some holiday visuals, so by the time this radio show comes out, you're going to be able to see those. Elf on the Shelf. All stock photos, we own the rights to them, but I'll be releasing some of those and just sharing a little bit about our holiday traditions. So that's something, and for us, it's about brand visibility. It's about humanizing our brand, about letting people feel like they're getting to know me and getting to know my business and our values a little bit. So those types of visuals can be very important for your business. Number 10 on my list is hashtags. Don't forget to use hashtags and use some really good hashtags. Now, personally, I know people use hashtags on Facebook. I have never seen great success using tons of hashtags on Facebook. Instagram, on the other hand, you typically get the best results. You can use up to 30 hashtags, and feel free to use up to 30 hashtags, but I tend to get the best results using somewhere between 8 to 12 hashtags in a post. So don't neglect those, and do a little bit of research to find out what the most popular hashtags are for the time that you're posting and for the product or the service that you're posting about. Hashtags like hashtag last minute gift or hashtag gift, hashtag Christmas gift, gift card, Insta gift, Insta Christmas gift. Of course, those last two were just for Instagram. But, consider the hashtags you're using. Do the work and share those, and it really will help you get a lot more visibility on your posts, especially if you're posting to Instagram or Pinterest or if you're using Twitter. Those definitely are a huge help in those areas. Host a contest. Number 11 on my list is host a contest. Probably something you've thought about, but a lot of people, they think about it, but then they kind of let it be a thought in passing. There's all kinds of holiday contests that you can run. Do a recipe contest. Run a Dear Santa letter contest and have people, submit their letters to Santa. Yes, even adults will sometimes do this. Depending upon your brand, depending upon your audience, think about the type of people they are and what they might enjoy and the type of product and service that you offer. You want to stay true to your brand. Don't go too far off book. or a photo contest. Ask people to post, holiday costume, do a holiday costume contest or Christmas decorations contest and have them post a photo of their Christmas tree or their Christmas decorations. Tons of things like that you can do. A fill-in-the-blank contest. Have people answer. All I want for Christmas is, or the movie I love most during the holiday is, you know, really, you can make it fun. You know, the real truth about Santa is, and let them answer those questions. And don't forget that on Instagram, you can post a really neat picture and ask those questions and use all kinds of neat stickers in the images. So you want to take advantage of that as much as you can to get more visibility. Number 12, you want to create a sense of urgency. There are all kinds of holidays, special dates coming up that you want to be aware of. Of course, Black Friday, that's the big one. If you miss Black Friday, it's okay. Don't worry about it. We still have Green Monday. Green Monday this year is on December 10th. And it is traditionally the second Monday in December, and it marks 10 days left until Christmas and is the biggest online sale day in December. So that is December 10th this year. It's really become like the Cyber Monday of December, so you don't want to forget that because that really takes people down to the wire. You just have a few days left, so there's still time. Create urgency on free shipping day. This year, the free shipping day is held on December 14th. Now, on this day, consumers can shop from both large and small online brands that offer free shipping. Only those that offer free shipping with a guaranteed delivery by Christmas Eve. So be sure if you're selling a product and it's something you're going to be shipping out, you want to make it very clear to people when the last day they can order and still be guaranteed to receive their product by Christmas Eve, and really make a big deal out of that. Put it up on your website, put up a countdown, do a countdown on your Facebook page. That's a great visual to do a countdown on Instagram and Pinterest, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, you know, and then each day maybe share a different product or just remind people that they have that many days left until, the season basically, with that many days left to still shop from you and receive their gift by Christmas Eve. Number 13 on my list. I've had quite a few things here. And, you know, this is something I can truly, I could keep going and going and going. I'm keeping the list to these 13 items. And I could do a whole show on every single one of them. So if you have questions, guys, don't hesitate to reach out because I do want to be there for you throughout the holiday season to answer your questions. Number 13 on the list is run a give-back brand visibility campaign. As I said earlier, not everyone's selling products. Not everyone is selling something that is the great sense of, you know, real urgency, only so many days left to buy this. Very often during the holiday season, brands want brand visibility. They want to humanize their brand. They know people are in a buying mentality. And they're actively looking, they're actively shopping online, so they want to get their brand in front of them. So you can run a really nice just brand visibility campaign. Humanize your brand. Show people how you're giving back each day. Invite your fans to participate in holiday cheer. You know, you can encourage them to share a gift that makes them smile, or you can ask them to share who or what they're thankful for. Ask them to share photos of their holiday decorations. I think I mentioned that earlier as part of the images. Images and video, guys, don't neglect it. Put in the work. And it really, with all the great tools available today, doesn't take as much work as it once did. Be funny. You know, holidays can be really stressful. If you can't give your audience anything else, make them smile. Jib Jab. I love this video. I love Jib Jab. If you've never heard of it, you've got to look it up. It's just a fun little video software, and they always have tons of Thanksgiving and Christmas and just general fun little videos, and you can pop your face onto different characters, your face, your family's face, your business, you know, your associates' faces into these fun little videos, and it's a great way just to share a laugh over the holiday season. Help people out. I mentioned this as one of the very first things I talked about with Facebook Live video, but this works so well in a brand visibility campaign. People buy from people they like, and they don't just buy in December from people they like. They buy in January, February, March, all throughout the year. If they like you, and if you can be the person they think of when the need arises, if they want to do business with you, they will find a way to do business with you. So, you know, help them out. Offer them some advice during the holiday season. Show them how to do something. Curate content they might like to see. You know, some brands, well, it really is tough for them to figure out how to maneuver this holiday season. But it doesn't have to be impossible. Curate content your audience is going to want to see, whether it's something to make them smile, something to, you know, gift suggestions or recipes or decorating tips or self-care tips, anything at all that really resonates with your brand and really resonates with you that can help your audience. Make a point to share those, and they're going to love you for it. Last of all, throughout this whole holiday season, just remember to take a breath. You want brand visibility? Stand out from everyone else. Do what no one else is doing. Invite your audience to share in 15 minutes of downtime with you, or maybe share in a meditation, or just encourage them to put down their technology and enjoy a little family time for a few minutes. Or maybe you want to do a Facebook Live video. Maybe just a few minutes to invite everyone to a virtual hug or a little support. You know, the holidays are such a tough and stressful time for so many people, sometimes for bad reasons, but very often for good reasons. Family that you know and love, may be staying with you for a week or two. There's extra work. There's extra cooking. There's extra cleaning. There's extra purchasing. And even though these are things that you may want to do, things your audience may want to do, it can be a very stressful time. So you take a breath. Invite your audience to take a breath. Invite them to really enjoy a little bit of the holiday season with you. They won't forget. They will remember you for it. And remember to talk to everyone. Remember to thank everyone who posts, everyone who comments, everyone who likes. Give them that little personal touch. And your brand will very quickly become unforgettable. Guys, I really hope you've enjoyed the show today. I hope you've been able to find some things that you really can take away right now and begin using to get more visibility for your brand this holiday season, to get more in sales this holiday season. You can always find me on Facebook, VizM Solutions on Facebook. I'm also over on Twitter, Janice_Clark, and LinkedIn and Instagram and, well, everywhere else. You can locate me. And if you have questions, I want you to feel free to reach out and ask those questions through the Word of Mom page or through my Facebook page or however you would like to reach out to me. And let's make sure that we all have just an amazing holiday season. So thank you guys so much, and I will be back with you in just a few weeks with our next show. Have a fabulous holiday.
We are always so thrilled to be able to share the words of wisdom from Janice Clark of BizM Solutions, and to have this extra episode today on Black Friday is a real gift and a real treat. I hope everybody truly enjoyed their day yesterday with family and friends and food and music, and that you're going to enjoy the rest of this holiday weekend. Monday, we will have Positively Entertaining with Beth Hilton, and we share some great music from Kimberly Haynes. And today we will close out with the Smith Sisters Bluegrass song to remind you that the brave, bold, strong, true woman, she is you.
She is sure,
she is sure,
she is strong,
she is strong,
she is true,
she is true.
She is brave,
she is brave,
she is bold,
she is bold,
she is you,
she is you, she is you, she is you.
She is sure,
she is sure,
she is strong,
she is strong,
she is true,
she is true.
She is brave,
she is brave,
she is bold,
she is bold,
she is you,
she is you, she is you, she is you.
Sure of herself, yes, she takes care of biz, powerful and strong. Yeah, she knows who she is, has integrity, woman strong and true. You know her by name, see this woman is you. She is sure,
she is sure,
she is strong,
she is strong,
she is true,
she is true.
She is brave,
she is brave,
she is bold,
she is bold,
she is you,
she is you,
she is you,
she is you.
She is sure,
she is sure,
she is strong,
she is strong,
she is true,
she is true.
She is brave,
she is brave,
she is bold,
she is bold,
she is you,
she is you,
she is you,
she is you.
Adds value and hope, has proved to be brave. See, it's never too late, never time to behave. Reaching for dreams, doesn't matter the age. Believes in herself, unleashed from her cage. She is sure,
she is sure,
she is strong,
she is strong,
she is true,
she is true.
She is brave,
she is brave,
she is bold,
she is bold,
she is you,
she is you,
she is you,
she is you.
She is sure,
she is sure,
she is strong,
she is strong,
she is true,
she is true.
She is brave,
she is brave,
she is bold,
she is bold,
she is you.